None but the hungry heart. 5:9, wrong source. Rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. There are two ways in which God reveals to us the true condition of the natural man. The first is via the Word. In me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Romans 7:18. The second is via experience. Years of struggle with the constant sinfulness and failure of that old nature. If we were more willing to face up to the incorrigibility of the Adamic life within, it might not take us so long to be freed from its dominion. It is quite possible for every one of us to have a perfectly good conscience, a happy state to be in. Have you a good conscience? Are you under accusation, under condemnation? Are you fretting and worrying about the badness of your own heart? That means that you have not the answer of a good conscience to God. What is the matter? You are still looking for something from nature, from the old man. You had better give it up, as that is the only way out. Repudiate it. Tell yourself and tell the accuser once for all that in you, that is in your flesh, dwelleth no good thing, and you never expect to find anything. The enemy knows it, and yet he is trying to get you on an impossible quest for something he knows you will never find. And that is how he worries you. Years of it. Then why not come onto the Lord's ground and outmanoeuvre him? Let us settle it that we can never expect to find any good in our old nature. All our good is in another, even our Lord Jesus. It is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with which Christ has made us free. Galatians 5:1.